A reading from the Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. What a day, Pentecost. A day for breathing deeply. As I began the charcoals at our grill, the whole tongues as a fire thing ignited my heart and mind, soul and strength as Pentecost showed up right there. One charcoal briquette holds immense potential to be a transformative power, a transforming agent. Gathered with others, this potential, this capacity to engage the grace of transformation in the flame becomes exponentially multiplied, intensified, when these briquettes gather in purpose, like in a pyramid. The igniting flame catches on immediately. There has to be just the right amount of space, not too much of together, not so close as to smother, and then whoosh, flames. As the flames recede, hot red coal centers, white ash edges, all proof that the new age, this transformation has taken hold. There's no going back. Breathing deeply, they catch on from each other. Surely, there was one Pentecost at least, as Jesus and his family ritualized Moses receiving the Ten Commandments on Sinai, that Jesus hears being proclaimed, God's meeting Moses, and Moses' face so radiant they can't even look at it. There had to be a moment when this igniting spirit grabbed Jesus' imagination, heart, soul, and strength, and took him into the hot red core center of understanding, beloved. And then love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And in that moment of his own Pentecost, these 10 laws and these two fuse together as one. Beloved, in whom I am well pleased, breathes deeply, and now he knows. And Jesus said, yes. Today, we ritualize our Pentecost again. We hear from this same Christ's lips, peace be with you. He breathes on us. We breathe deeply and receive this Holy Spirit, whoosh, that place inside of ourselves where there is no fear, no more craving, only the natural free state of our being snaps and smolders, fanning into flame the locks holding us back, break open, fall away, our complacency, our all in the head, ruminating, reasoning, rationalizing. That stifling mantra, don't get it wrong. They all fall away. Risk no longer trumps action. This power from heaven takes us from a safe place to a courageous space. A courageous space of trusting the gift of differences, of engaging relationship, of encountering our falsifications of our idea of God, so that as they fall away, our own selves, singed by the transformative spirit, Holy Spirit of peace be with you, is alive in and through us. Breathing deeply, we catch on to each other, who here in our own language, an experience of clarity where there was confusion, where we surrender to what is a deep knowing that we have been here before, in this belonging to each other, to all of creation. The same igniting awareness from Jesus' own Pentecost becomes ours as we say yes today to going out to all the world so to empower the creating of courageous spaces for right relationship, where the transforming presence of mercy and compassion might be available to all.